I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Syrian rescuers are still bringing wounded survivors to a hospital in the country's western Idlib countryside after a powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked the region Monday, toppling hundreds of buildings and killing hundreds of people. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Hundreds are still believed to be trapped under rubble, the toll expected to rise as rescue workers search mounds of wreckage in cities and towns across the region. Osama Abdulhamid, who was injured along with his wife and three children, says at the hospital in Darkush, none of the people in the other three stories in his building had survived, while surgeon Majid Ibrahim says the medical center has been flooded with quake victims.
So far, the number is about 100. The martyrs is about 30. The situation is too bad. We need urgent help.
Meanwhile, Turkey's disaster management agency has reported a new quake of magnitude 7.6 has occurred close to the epicenter of the previous deadly one. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Norway's prime minister proposed Monday a $7.3 billion aid package for Ukraine, the latest show of support from Ukraine's allies as it fights off a Russian invasion. Following a meeting with the parliamentary opposition leaders, Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre told reporters that the aid would be delivered over a five-year period, and his government wants to add additional support for other countries affected by the conflict. He said, "We're proposing Norway give a binding and lasting contribution to Ukraine." Norway's parliament must still approve the package. Meanwhile, the Financial Times reported Monday the European Union is preparing for a potential visit this week by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to address the European Parliament. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli forces Monday killed five Palestinian gunmen in a raid on a West Bank refugee camp. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Monday's raid, which the military said was meant to arrest suspects allegedly involved in a botched attack on Israelis, was likely to further exacerbate tensions in the region. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, says two of those killed were involved in the attack. The Palestinian president called the raid a crime. The violence comes amid one of the deadliest periods in recent years in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and in the first weeks of Israel's new government, its most right-wing ever, which has promised to take a tough stance against the Palestinians. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
China has accused the United States of indiscriminate use of force in shooting down a suspected Chinese spy balloon, saying it seriously damaged both sides' efforts to stabilize Chinese and U.S. relations. Vice Foreign Minister Xi Wang said he lodged a formal complaint with the U.S. Embassy over the use of military force on the balloon. Xi repeated China's insistence the balloon was an unmanned Chinese meteorological research craft that blew into U.S. airspace by mistake. The balloon, which flew over much of the continental United States from Wednesday until it was shot down Saturday over the Atlantic Ocean. University of Singapore political science professor Zhang Long-Chong told the Reuters news agency China has taken similar action when foreign vessels of all kinds have strayed into their territory. So it's curious why they're taking such a strong stand on this situation.
They've challenged aircraft, Canadian, Australian, American aircraft and ships. They've taken unmanned underwater drones that the U.S. has operated. So in some respects, what the U.S. has done is sort of parallel to past Chinese behavior. And so how and why the Chinese have decided to take on this very strong stance is not fully explained. And Beijing is not transparent enough for us to know what is going on with their decision making.
The U.N. mission to the Democratic Republic of Congo, or MINUSCO, said a peacekeeping soldier with their group was killed and another wounded in an attack on their helicopter in eastern Democratic Republic of Congo Sunday. The aircraft came under fire at about 3 o'clock local time during a flight to Goma, the provincial capital of the Nord Kivu province, where it was able to land. A spokesman for the U.N., Abdou Ba, said the source of the gunfire that struck the helicopter is not yet known, and its precise location has yet to be determined. South Africa's military also confirmed the incident. MINUSCO Chief Benito Keita says she strongly condemns the cowardly act on an aircraft bearing the U.N. emblem, adding that attacks against peacekeepers can constitute a war crime. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.